Did you hear that? That was us cheersing to our 8th episode of Crispy Tart Topics.
So welcome. I'm Yeggs over easy.
And I'm Crispy Tart. Today we're sitting on Yeggs's bed with her cat. We have a comfy setup today.
drinking some wine, smoking some weed. So,
it's going to be a good day. So today we kind of want to talk about our old friendships and old relationships and kind of how they change over time. So on Friday, I had two friends that I met in San Francisco that I got to see after a really long time. Shout out, guys, if you're listening. It was really good to see them, and I didn't really feel distance from them, like, once we started talking. Because I think that sometimes you can have friends that you stop talking for a long time, and then you start talking again, and, like, it's not weird. The same. Yeah. But with them, like, I thought it was really good. Like, I thought that we reconnected really well, and that was great.
Yeah, they were really awesome people.
Yeah. And we gained two new fans, so I hope you guys are listening.
But sometimes, like, have you ever had any, like, fights or disagreements with them in the past? Because that, I feel like, changes things when you meet someone later in life who you had
some like, beef with?
Turmoil, yeah. Because I've tried with friends that we've had kind of a rocky friendship, and it doesn't really... We can't seem to reconnect because I can't, like, forget that stuff, you know?
Wait, so, like, did you ever have... Do you mean a friendship where, like, you guys kind of broke up, quote-unquote, with each other and then...
I have this one friendship from home. We've been friends since we were young, like, since elementary. And eventually in high school, she basically... stole my boyfriend.
Oh, hell to the nah.
And was like, went behind my back about it. And then they ended up having a baby like 2 months later.
Two months later?
Well, like she got pregnant a couple months after they were started to date.
And that was in high school?
That was in high school. And I was actually like really fucking mature. And I was like, okay, like fine. You want to date him? Whatever, right. Like, don't have feelings for him anymore. If I shouldn't stop that if it's going to be something.
That's good.
I can't believe I was that, like...
nice about it.
Yeah. But now, like, looking back, I don't know, just... it seems like she only really cares about herself.
Mm.
And so we just disconnected after I moved away for college and stuff like that.
Have you tried to reach out to her since?
We have a few times, like when I moved out here to LA and went back for the first time, I invited her to a party, you know, and she came and it was fine. Like she brought her son. But then after that, like I didn't really hear from her. Mm. And that to me is like, like she doesn't really care about me.
Right.
Just like she didn't really give a fuck about me back then. And I just was too blind to like to see it.
Yeah, maybe so, she sees you as a threat, like
as a threat
kind of, like because you had dated him. And I mean, hopefully that doesn't matter anymore. It's been like many years,
they're not together anymore anyways, but I don't think it was that. I think they had always liked each other. I mean, it was high school, so it was like petty, but they liked each other first. But then she wasn't into him, and so he dated me. And then we were together for a while, but then they just immediately after we broke up, she started talking to him. And then I saw messages between them saying, I love you. And like,
that means they probably had been talking like before.
Exactly. I remember having to tell him, please don't talk to her. Like, it makes me really uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't. And then, you know, I feel like towards the end, they were definitely, or it was just like immediately after.
But actually, I've been on, like, the other side of that relationship before.
You were the other girl.
Yeah. Maybe I told you, but one of my best friends now, we're really good friends from college, she had dated this guy, the one that I called. she had dated him for 2 years, and I was friends with him first, but I kind of became friends with her through him. So we all like were pretty close, and after they broke up, him and I started dating, and she was really mature about it too. I thought it was super weird. She like said, "Well, I think people should just follow their hearts. So if you guys really like each other, I'm not gonna stop you." And she still wanted to be my friend. Like
Yeah, that
there
sounds
was,
same.
I mean, there was a period I think where she didn't talk to me, and then like after that period, like now we're really good friends. Like she came to visit me in LA. Like yeah, that's. Do you know who that is? The girl? Yeah. So, yeah, I think sometimes it can work out. But.
I think the difference between your situation and mine is that she never really tried to like catch up with me or see how I was. She didn't know what the fuck I was doing out here. Never asked. So that to me is like, you are the same. Like, you're still selfish. And like, now all of her posts on social media is about guys and like love and being single. It's like, that's all she fucking cares about.
Yeah, it's
And
her relationships, her love life.
yeah, because when that all happened, she wrote this like 2-page letter about how she was gonna date him anyways, regardless of our whether or not we would be friends again, and that her mom even told her to go for it. So that
That's
was weird.
weird. It's like her like justifying it for herself, not even saying sorry to
Well,
you.
she didn't care. She just loved him so much that she
But
didn't
she
she
should, I don't like the way she worded it. Like she could have been like, "Yeah, I really love him and I hope that like that doesn't mess up our friendship, but if it does, like I still have to be like I don't know. Like she could have been nicer about it, I feel like, instead of like super selfish. But yeah, I don't know. I think with like it depends on the friendship. Because sometimes when you have those kind of conflicts, it can make you guys stronger. So it's like kind of opposite for you and for my situation.
It's crazy. We're pretty close, but I'm only really close with a couple people from my past. Now I've cut ties with pretty much everyone.
I have maybe like six really close friends back in Indiana that we don't talk a whole lot like during the week or whenever I'm gone, but whenever I come back, it really feels like there wasn't any time away from each other and we're still really close. But it's different, I think, if you are talking about somebody that you previously dated or previously had a fling with.
Yeah, that is different. 'Cause okay, so like while me and Crispy were meeting her old friends from San Francisco, I was a drunk idiot and I texted an old fling of mine who I haven't seen in maybe under a year.
And this guy,
And
wait, hold on. The backstory of this guy, this is what I know as Crispy about this guy. I've never met him before, but the story that I know about him is that Yeggs was at a bar and tried to get him to come, like maybe this was about like a month ago or something. And he lives like a block away from the bar, and he was like, "No, come to my house." And she said, "But I'm having fun at this bar, you should come." And he was being super weird about it and seemed to be like lazy or just wanted to fuck. So I already had this idea of this guy before you invited him. And then, okay, then what
And
happened?
then he came and he was already fucking wasted out of his mind. But I was pretty drunk too, so we were
And
talking.
also, he looked different.
So he got fat, guys. It's
I
fine.
saw him, I was like, "Yeggs, what are you doing?" You know, we try not to be superficial, but if you have a bad personality, if I already see this about your personality and you have this
And you're
like
not cute, like.
unattractive thing going on, yeah, it's just like two bad things. But anyway,
Well, whatever.
just
I was like, "So what's up? Like, haven't heard from you in a while." And he was like, "Yeah, I know." And I was like, why? And he got quiet. And I was like, just tell me. Like, I just want to know. Like, I'm not trying to be like pissed. And he was like, I just do this thing where I fuck up things with girls. It's like, okay. Like, that's the biggest bullshit I ever heard, but
Yeah.
whatever.
He doesn't want to tell you the real reason. I
I mean, the real reason is like
mean,
he just didn't want to chill with me anymore, and that's fine, but don't come crawling back because you want my pussy.
yeah, or
But
because now
after a
you don't have anybody
year,
to
yeah,
like.
like after a whole year, you still can't get someone as good as me.
But
No,
wait,
but
what was the relationship before? You guys
we just fucked a few times. It
like
wasn't
a few, like
serious.
3 times or like.
Like 4 or 5.
Okay.
We've like chilled together. I've like hung out with him and his roommate, and yeah. So,
So you guys
but
were kind of friends
yeah,
too.
we were friends, but I don't know. Anyways, so I end up going home with him, and he was just so fucked up. Like we were having sex, and he was like, "Wait, I don't know if I could do this anymore." I was like, "Okay,
He
like
had
I'll
the
stop."
spins, yeah.
Yeah, and then I was. He got up and like went in the living room. I thought he was going to the bathroom or something. I'm waiting and I'm like, fuck, like I don't want to fucking stay here. Like this is lame. And so I called an Uber and I go to leave and this motherfucker is passed out on the couch. So he's just like got too fucked up, like called me to fuck and couldn't even do that. Like couldn't
Yeah.
handle his shit. And then he didn't even notice I left until he woke up the next morning. 'Cause he texted me and was like, "So no breakfast this time," and I just ignored it.
I
But
don't like him. He doesn't respect you.
yeah,
Like, if he really respected you, he would make sure that he's in like an okay mindset to see you. Like,
yep,
especially since you guys haven't seen each other in a long time.
yeah.
Like,
He
that's
was a
kind of
dick
fucked
for
up.
sure.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I just didn't like the whole thing. That's why I left immediately. I was like, oh, okay, like. I don't know. I was drunk and high too, but I can handle myself.
Yeah, you were okay enough to fuck, at least.
And I had told him I was off birth control, asked him if he had a condom, and
Oh.
he did not wear a condom still.
But when you asked him, did he
He
say?
said yes.
And then he didn't
And
put it
then when
on?
we got to his place, like, and started having sex, like, he
Fucking
didn't put it on.
stupid.
So I thought maybe he stopped because he didn't want to come.
Yeah. Oh, maybe.
And he got scared about that.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, he shouldn't. I mean, I should have made sure he work on him, but he also should have made sure.
Yeah. I mean, he said
Yeah.
that he had one.
Yeah.
I feel
Like, I'm not gonna be like searching your room right now.
yeah, it's definitely both people's responsibility, but I think when it comes to condoms, the guy has to wear it. So the guy has to fucking remember to put it on. Like, you
Just like
should.
I have to remember to take birth control, like.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. How do you forget that? Like, that's like the first thing you think of before you have sex, usually. Like,
That's why I also just didn't like the situation.
yeah.
But.
So, anyway, he kind of. You guys hadn't seen each other in a long time, and he kind of just, you
Ruined
know.
my entire perception of him. Like, I just don't want to talk to him anymore.
Please don't. Please
I
don't.
won't. I've been
Yeah.
meeting a lot of douchebags because we were at a friend bar and last night, and I met this guy who said he's 21 years old, which is already red flag.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Oh, like, do you have any papers? I want to smoke this blunt." And I was like, "No." He's like, "You want to go get some? Gas station's next door." I said, "Okay." We go, and he's like, "All right, like, let's go smoke over in that corner." And I was like, "Okay." And he's like, "Oh, I gotta get my weed out of my car, though." And I was like, "What?"
That's
I was
sketchy.
like, "Well, like, just let's just go back in the bar." And he was like, "No, like, it's my car's right here. Like, no shady shit, no shady shit." And then I was like, all right, fine. So I go. And then he's like, if I really wanted to be shady, I would just do this. And he like leaned in to kiss me. I was like, bro.
That's weird. Like he said, he's trying not to be shady. And then he does something shady. Like that's contradictory.
After a whole 5 minutes annoying his ass.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And then, she came to talk to me in the bar later, or like just right after that, she ran away from him, and he followed her in there and sat down right in front of us and started like rolling his blunt like nothing happened, and like he's like, "Oh, sorry, sorry, sorry," and we were like, "Please go away."
Yeah, it was guys, really
just
creepy.
Don't do that.
Yeah, stop being fucking creepy.
Yeah,
no girl's body language. If she is letting you like close to her, then she probably wants you to like lean in for a kiss.
Yeah,
but if she's like crossing her arms and like turning, not looking at you, you should take that as a sign.
Yeah, I feel
she
like some guys
want to talk to you.
I feel like they don't pay attention to that sometimes. Like I really pay attention to that, like
me too,
because I want, like, if I like somebody, I want to know that they like me too, if they're interested in me too. And so if I see that they're like, you know, like flirtatiously, like touching me or something like that, then I'm like, okay, I'm in. Like, they want to fuck or like they want to date or whatever. But like, if they don't do that, if they like turn away when I try to kiss them, which this has never happened to me before personally, but,
okay. But
if somebody turned away when I tried to kiss them, I wouldn't try to fucking kiss them again. Like, that's
crazy. Yeah, that dude tried twice. And both times I was like leaning so far, like to avoid. And yeah, stupid. He just was horrible.
I also have a guy from my past that's been hitting me up lately. It's actually a really weird situation because we had met like a little over a year ago, and we hung out a few times. There was like a month that we hung out every weekend.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah. And
dang, I didn't know you hung out with him that much.
Yeah, we were kind of friends, and I think we had sex twice, but I don't know what happened, really. I think what happened was he kind of just stopped texting me back.
Yeah.
Like, he kind of ghosted me. And so maybe 6 months passed, and he texted me. I think that was this summer. He texted me, and he says something like, "Oh, you should come over to my house." And I said, "What is there to do at your house?" And he goes, "I don't know, Netflix, we could listen to music, listen to records, we could fuck." And I was like, whoa, wait. I haven't talked to you in 6 months, and like, then you're texting me this. So, I don't know, I think it's different. Like, when you have had a fling with somebody, I want to see you in person and talk to you and see if we still have that vibe together before I decide I want to fuck you again.
Yeah.
Like
let's hang out first and see if we're still like-minded.
Yeah, because people are constantly changing. Mm-hmm. I know I changed a lot in the past year because I moved to, like, a huge, like, a totally different city. Like, I'm still me, but a lot of my mindsets and I guess my standards have like gone higher, I think, for people, because when I first moved here I was kind of desperate for friends and just wanting to hang out with anybody really, and
yeah,
so now that I have like a solid friends group including Yags, it's better, and there are people that I used to talk to that maybe I don't want to talk to anymore. They're not as cool as I used to think they were, so I don't know. Anyway, so he texted me again on Friday and said, "Want to come Netflix and chill," basically. And I didn't reply. He just doesn't get it. Like, he doesn't listen to, like, what I say. Yeah. And he's crazy. Like, he's been texting me almost every week, like, trying to get me to hang out with him. And then when I say no, he'll, like, call me repeatedly. Like,
really?
He called me like 3 times in a row that night that he tried to get me to come out. It was like a Wednesday night that we went to our bar. Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh, yeah. I answered that phone call.
Yeah. He's pretty crazy. Anyway, guys, don't do that. Don't ignore a girl and then come back like
and expect her to be like, "Okay, let's like fuck right now."
Yeah. Like, I don't get it. But
And every time I did, I've done that a couple times when someone's hit me up for my pass and I did fuck them and it was not good. Like, it was just
Just like this
different.
guy this weekend.
Yeah, every time it's not good. So don't do it.
How do you think? Yeah, because I mean, if it ended for a reason, you know, usually.
Exactly.
And so that means, like, if you try to rekindle that, it's not really gonna be the
Have you,
same.
but you've gotten back together with exes, so what's the difference?
Well, that didn't work out in the end, did it?
True. True.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's kind of the same thing with exes, only with an ex-boyfriend. So this guy I wouldn't call an ex-boyfriend, but like an ex-boyfriend that you dated for a long time, I think it's easier to fall back into that hole of like them and
The routine you had with
yeah.
them.
So, but now I have two significant exes and it's been 2 years since I dated one. So, like, now if he ever tried to like kiss me, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I'm totally,
Over that.
yeah, they're a friend.
Yeah.
But how long do you think, like, so if you're hooking up with a guy, and how long is too long for him not to hit you up? That you need like something other than how do I want to you do you get what I'm saying? Like if somebody if you sorry, we're a little drunk. The question is, if somebody that you were dating or that you were hooking up with, like stopped texting you, how long is too long before you wouldn't fuck them again?
Okay.
Yeah.
Dang, I don't know, because I'd be going back to a lot of people. Shit. That's a good question, because I feel like I've always gone back to someone at least 1 to 3 times before
But
I'm done with them.
like,
I think
don't you
it's
feel like
more so like just. I kind of base it on an individual hangout basis. Like, sometimes it is really weird after a year, but sometimes it's pretty cool. And then you hang out again, and then you're like, eh, wait, never mind. Like, now I remember why.
I didn't like him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's because me and Kyle, like,
Just say his name.
I don't give a fuck about Kyle.
Yeah, fuck Kyle,
Fuck
by the way.
Kyle. We had fucked for like a year and stopped talking for a year and then fucked again for a while, like pretty much the whole year, and then stopped. And then we fucked again when I moved here and it was horrible.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a specific duration
Yeah, I did
for
definitely
me, just for
depends.
me not to not be interested, but for other people, I'm sure they're like just done.
Yeah. I think for me,
Yeah.
like, it depends on the situation and the relationship that I had with that person and like who I'm currently dating or like currently hooking up with. Because if the person that I'm currently hooking up with, like, if I have really strong feelings for them, I don't want really, I don't need to have sex with anybody else. But if I'm not hooking up with anybody and I'm not that interested in anybody, then maybe I would go back to somebody.
Yeah, I just, yeah, that makes sense. I just feel like I'm always overlapping people. Like, I sleep with more than one person usually. So, that also is just like,
Like it,
doesn't, it just all blurs together
yeah.
for me.
But so also
I need to shut the fuck up. I'm like, I'm admitting way too much.
that's the whole point of our
It
podcast
is
is to
the
like
point,
show
but
that I mean everybody's
now.
different in the way like their sex lives are different and nobody's wrong. Like
Yeah,
it's
I just
just
hope people
different.
can relate to me and not just like.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure people
Well,
can.
let me know if you guys do the same shit, because it would make me feel a lot
Yeah,
better.
I mean, I've definitely had phases in my life where I've had that too, like multiple people, but like usually I end up like kind of falling for one and then I stick with that.
Yeah.
But you know, everybody's different. It's fine. But anyway, we also wanted to talk about kind of because I because I've had a lot of friends, like guy friends, that end up hanging out with me like alone, one on one. And it's hard to know like when we decide that that is a date or just friends hanging out. Like when I was in college, I think most of my friends, my friends group was like seven guys. And sometimes I would end up hanging out with one guy alone or like going to a restaurant. So I want to know, like, did he think that was a date or should I think that's a date? How do we know?
Well, I think you know when they are doing traditional things like picking you up, paying for you. That's a good way to know. They're like trying hard to do that. But, and like how they ask you. So, like, what? They just say, like, you want to go do this? Or is it like, hey, are you free this Friday?
When they really, so if they really try to schedule it, then it's a date.
I think so, yeah.
But our friend is weird, and he says just it's never a date whenever he hangs out with a girl alone. But he a lot of times he'll pay and like
I
drive
think
pick them
it
up.
is a date for him.
He
He's
just doesn't
just
want to admit that it's a date
he
or
doesn't want to admit it, or like he doesn't want. I think date implies like he's looking for a relationship and he's not probably, or that he's looking for sex and he's not. So, but
He just doesn't want the pressure of all that and like the expectations from it. And I
But you
get
have to let
that.
the girl know that that's your intention.
I agree. 'Cause like so he took he met a girl on Tinder, which okay, is a fucking dating app first of all, and like took her to some like some music event, and then they had dinner afterwards. He drove her and he paid for the meal. And then she kissed him at the end, and he didn't want to kiss her, but he kissed her anyway. And so after that, like, we started hanging out with all of them, and she seems cool. Like, she really likes us, but I think that she really liked him, and he wasn't clear with her, like, that it wasn't a date, it was just hanging out and meeting new people.
I want to know how that went when she went to kiss him, because
But he kissed her.
he kissed her.
No, I mean she kissed him, but he kissed her back.
Like what does that mean though? Kissed her back. Like
He accepted the
he
kiss.
accepted it. Well, he's not just gonna like be like stiff-lipped. Like no one's gonna do that. That's embarrassing.
No,
So he
but
has to like accept it, but if he went again for another kiss, that would be different.
yeah, I don't think he did.
Well, that would be sending a mixed signal to me. But like, if we were like a fly on the wall in that car, like maybe he was giving off body language that was like, he was like sitting straight and looking forward, and maybe she was like looking at him and like trying to like get in his face so that she could kiss him, and he just like was like, well, okay, I'll just do it.
No, but
Like maybe she wasn't reading him right.
yeah, but they were dancing together on the dance floor when she kissed him.
Well, then he just needs to tell her
Yeah.
beforehand if he's trying to do all that,
Sorry,
because
I'm not interested.
she definitely thought that was a date, and it was pretty clear that it was, but just
So, have you ever had like a situation where the guy, like you weren't sure if it would turn into a date or like for example, Chaz
Our ex-guest, Chaz
Do you
Johnson.
guys remember Chaz Johnson with two Z's?
Yeah, we're about to talk about him. So, Chaz was, he texted me Friday and asked if this podcast has blown up yet. And I said, of course it has. No, but
Yeah, we have
he.
11 followers now. Like,
12,
watch.
12.
Oh, 12, 12, 12.
Anyways, so he, I invited him to hang out with us because we haven't seen him in a while. And he was like, yeah, I'll see where you guys are at. And then later comes around and he was like, oh, sorry, like Netflix is calling my name. I was like, okay, whatever. He's like, let's try again tomorrow. Next day comes around and I'm like, so, like, what's up? And he was like, oh, like, I'm at this party right now. Don't know if I'm gonna make it out. Like, this motherfucker didn't even invite us to the party or, like, try to hang out. And we like, all.
You guys heard the conversation. We were vibing. Like, we were all friends.
Like, we're friends. Like, we just want you to hang out with us. Be our friend.
But I was thinking that, like, maybe when you invited him to be on the podcast, he thought you guys were going to hang out together, like, alone or something after that. Maybe. And he wanted... And he did kiss you at the end of the night, so, like, he was, like,
interested in you. But I also didn't really hear from him after that.
Yeah.
So. Maybe, like, once, but it took a while. But he also had a girl he was already fucking, too, so.
Yeah. But I wonder...
And I know about it, so it's, like, he's probably... He doesn't want to, like, balance that. Or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then he was like, I'm at this party, blah, blah. And I was like, all right, whatever. Like, maybe we can hang out after the bar. And he was like, nah, I'm in bed. Night. Like, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm trying to, I don't know. That's the second time in 2 weeks that I've invited a guy over, like, late night. And they denied me. How? How? I don't get it. Like, why?
Yeah. But maybe you're just picking guys that are nice guys, which is good. They want to date you. They don't want to just fuck you.
They do not want to date me, though.
I don't know. Chas Johnson, like, at least wants, like, more than just sex.
I don't think so.
No, Chas Johnson is not a douchebag.
No, because he said
we like Chas Johnson.
Well, he already told us he doesn't want a relationship at all.
Doesn't mean he's a douchebag. Okay, he doesn't want a relationship, but that doesn't mean he doesn't want like a connection with a girl.
Then why won't he fucking hang out with us?
I think it's because he doesn't want to hang out with you and all your friends. He wants just you, Yeggs.
I don't think so.
He only wants you. That's, like, my new song. I'm gonna release it soon. That's Crispy Tart's new single.
Don't think so. But, I don't know. You guys have to let us know your thoughts. We've had some interaction on Instagram, which is awesome. I love that.
Yeah.
And all of our posts from Instagram are from our personal Tinder accounts and personal text messages. Like, we do not steal any of that. Like, that is real.
Yeah,
like,
this is
our,
like,
real life.
And it's some juicy shit. You guys should check it out if you haven't already. It's Crispy Tart Topics. Everything is Crispy Tart Topics because it's such a weird fucking name. Nobody has it, so. And also, guys, stay tuned for stickers. If you live in the LA area, I don't know why I said stay tuned because you're not going to listen to them, but we're making some stickers, and if you see our stickers, please take a picture and, like, hashtag Crispy Tart Topics and share it with your friends.
Yes. Yes. And if you want a sticker, let us know and we will mail you one.
Yeah, dude.
You can put it in your hometown bar bathroom.
Yes.
Like a classy motherfucker.
Put it on your school backpack. Put it on your notebook. There are so many options. Put it on your wine glass. Like,
yes.
Anyway.
So, once again, comment below. Like us. Share us. We really appreciate you guys. We're trying to think of a fan name for you guys.
Yeah.
If you think of anything, let us know.
What do you guys think about the Jaegers or the Crispy Jaegers?
Or the Tardies?
You guys like Tardies?
Like, I kind of like Tardies.
Tardies sounds like tardy, like you're late.
Yeah, but that's okay.
What about the Tart-Tarts?
Tart-Tarts. Okay, we'll think about it, you guys. Let us know if you have any suggestions.
All right, Crispy and Yeggs out.